All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hello, friends. Welcome back. Make sure my hair is perfect. Thank you so much for being here. It is the second act on a Monday. We do it like this because of the workplace staff meeting in the way of things. But that's totally cool. Got that behind us. And away we go. I've got an NFK story in moments. First, an update on this douchebag Mikey from our favorite place to visit, the Freeburn Hot Wings Segment 18 fan page. Now, I typically don't go there and post things. I only show up when I'm brought up. Like, if I'm brought up, I'll be happy to contribute, but I try not to. I think it was one time I posted one promoting something, and the administrator, who's a nice guy, posted it. But, you know, I try to stick to my own page. So I haven't thrown anything into this on the page. But there's 20,000 people that are on there. It's a pretty formidable group. So one of their longtime audience members is this dude named Mikey. And this is Mikey. He's a bit of an odd duck. But there's a handful of audience members that all kind of fall into this misfit category. But whatever. You know, and I was turned on to this by Alan, and Red Bull Brain Chris said that there was something going on with this guy too, and it all stemmed from he shows up at all the live shows. He travels from far away to all of them. Going to try this again, he writes. If you are at a live show and you need a friend, please come find me, and you will be safe and have a group of friends with the band of idiots. Please, no hate, just love. And the first thing that stood out to me was, and you will be safe, implying that at a free beer and hot wing show, safety is an issue. And it's not. In fact, in most places that exist in the world, it's not an issue. I don't understand where that came from. And pretty quickly, somebody jumped on board with that, with who goes to a comedy show and needs a safe place? This post is satire, right? Well, and then the usual people that are douchebags like this guy jump on boards, like, defending this guy. And it's just weird. It's just odd. And a little bit of time passes, and he started saying he's going to sue people who use his image in Photoshops. Because they were making Photoshops of him with, like, the Teletubbies and shit. So then he writes, people hate me, so I'll be done with this lifestyle. I wish you all the best. What? What do you mean by I'll be done with this lifestyle? What do you mean posting on here is a lifestyle? This is so strange. And then, so the other audience members who are also weirdos are now trying to explain to this even bigger weirdo to quit being such a fucking weirdo. People don't hate you. They just hate your drama BS. You bring it on yourself, Karen. Okay. Now these comments are going to push this, fragile flower over the edge. Someone posts the meme of the world's smallest violin. That's really going to fuck him up. Sweet baby Cheez-Its, what Doug said. Your you've got a friend in me posts, while seemingly sweet, come across as creepy. Your repeated, you can't use my photo to make memes of me, is a crock. You're posting on a semi-public forum. Cry me a river. Don't let the door hit you. I always like that crack. Don't let the door hit you with the Lord split you. This sow, Jennifer, writes, Mikey, no! I and many others love and appreciate you. Fuck anyone who ever says otherwise. Love you, my Band-Aid idiot. Band-Aid idiot. Whatever. Jake writes, Jesus, this show and its fan base is so soft. Listen to the Google Drive off the old shows. They still crack me up so much. The stuff they'd say and got away with is what made me fall in love with it. Now it's like a lecture from the PC police every time you turn it on. I barely crack a smile. All right. Just a weirdo. This person goes anonymous and writes, nobody hates you as a person. It's how you act. You are the walking definition of a pick me girl. Oh, no. Everything you do is for attention. It's one thing to be a fan, post a pic or talk about what you enjoy from the show, but you go way too far. You act like a creepy edgelord stalker fanboy. I'm not sure what an edgelord is, but it sounds funny. I'll bet you $5 most of the show members not only know who you are and tolerate you, but always have the hand on the pepper spray just in case. First example, dyeing your hair blue. If you aren't dyeing it to cover the gray, it's for attention. Second, the safe space, I'm here for you crap. It's cringe and virtue signaling. You want to feel important by playing the safe space, I can be the hero facade. You can be a decent person and help people without announcing it. Third, 50% of the time you post, it's about Kelly or Maitland. I distinctly remember you rented her Airbnb.
He did? What?
And trying to pass it off as a pre-live show get-together. That is creepy, dude. You give off stalker fanboy vibes, like two steps away from Jodie Foster-style stalker. Oh, my God. He rented her house? My God. There you go. Outstanding tip-off by Alan and Bread Bull Brain Chris. Chris was going to send it, but whatever reason, it slipped through the cracks. Oh, that is fucking nuts. I got chills just reading that. Bob says he's the standout minger in a group of gremlins. Well, you know, all of those comments there, that's going to rattle that guy's cage. You know, he's not going to be the same after that. You know, and these people who, people like that, who, hold on a second here. Eric Zane podcasting live.
Are you really podcasting live?
Yeah, you want me to call you back?
No, we can talk right now. Or you got to call me back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Simonson is here. He is, of course, of the Huge Show, heard all across Michigan. And hello. Hey, I saw your post. You're pissed off at the Lions offensive coordinator.
Yeah, you know, Dan Campbell was, too.
I know it.
Play call for him. And it was the right move. Look at how good J-Mo looked in Campbell's play calling versus Morton's play calling.
I wonder if, is that a permanent thing?
I don't know. You know, Dan Campbell was kind of trying to be as nice as he could to Morton publicly, and even with some of the players like Glasgow and Goff. But, you know, when Morton called out the players, the O-line, and says the scheme was right, it was execution, and they publicly fired back at him.
Yeah.
At that time, Eric, I said, it's over. And Dan Campbell put on the glasses, and he has the playbook, and there were some times that Morton wasn't even talking. I believe that how good they looked, the flow. Okay, now there's kind of two sides to this. You'll say, hey, they were second in points. Their offense was rolling. Well, that tells you when you watch yesterday how much better that offense can be with the proper game plan, in-game adjustments, and maximizing your talent, right?
Right on. So does that mean that Morton, I mean, I wonder what that's like in practice. Is he just like he's just kind of like running it at that point? I mean, it's at that point, he's not even the offensive coordinator anymore.
No, he's not. You had your stripes taken. I make a military analogy, whatever stripes taken away, the whole team knows what's going on. So what it will be now, and it happened with Anthony Lynn, if you remember, in Campbell's first year in Detroit. And he took it over, and then Lynn was, released at the end of the year, or they agreed to settlement or whatever. And that's what's going to happen with Morton. The guy's not going to go quick because he's making probably $2 million a year. And he's done. He will never be a part. He can have input now.
No.
Which Dan talked about. But the final decisions are with Dan. And he mentioned using other people, which could be like Brunell, the QB coach. And I just think Morton was in over his head. And they won on talent alone. Well, eventually that catches up. So now you're maximizing your talent with better play calling. And they could put 60 on Washington yesterday.
I like how Dan Campbell said, yeah, just wanted to mix it up a little bit. Translation, that guy sucks.
Well, that'd be like me doing a press conference, say, Bill, you're not dating that woman any longer from Byron Center. Well, I just wanted to mix it up a little bit.
Are you suggesting that the next Mrs. Simonson is in the works? Is that?
I will tell you that the next woman I meet that isn't on a broomstick, I'm marrying her.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta. Yeah, you know, I think you gotta definitely lower your standards. You gotta shoot for ladies 70 and up.
Every 10 years, you have to reset your standards.
Yes. Yeah.
So you reset your standards at 40, at 50, at 60. I'm 6 years out on 70. By then, I'm saying, does she really need teeth?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Oh, my God. Yes.
By 80, you're like, all four limbs aren't necessary.
Bill Simonson, his son is a freshman at Ferris State. He was redshirted this year. Ace Simonson is learning from the great Tony Anise. You must be proud.
He's played in three games.
I know
he's played in three games.
Yeah, I know it. So, I mean, he's still going to get redshirted. I mean, he is redshirted, but you are allowed to play for a bit.
Yep.
And
four
games. He's learning from one of the best to ever do it. You must be so proud.
You know what, man? He did it all on his own, with power strength training and everything here in town. And then now you get to a national championship level at D2. And, you know, Tony has a great culture. They had an unbelievable come-from-behind win against Saginaw Valley State, who they always struggle with because that coach used to coach with Tony. And I think he knows kind of his system. And Coach Brady at Saginaw Valley State. And yeah, Ferris still number one in the country in D2. They have one more game this Saturday at Davenport, which, if you like football, it's supposed to be, 60 Saturday. Go out and watch that. And then playoffs will start a week from Saturday. And Ferris wins, they'll host that first-round playoff game on, I think it's November, is the 18th or whatever. It's a week from Saturday, whatever the date is.
How are you 15th. In the stands? As dad is there, Ace is on the field. He's getting that action, getting that hit, those hits at that level. All eyes are on him within you and your group, no doubt.
Well, you know, one thing, as I got older with my children, and you might have experienced this too, where I'm not as psychotic as I was when they were younger, because really, it's such a high level. I watch the games from the sidelines, so I even have a different perspective I'm in awe of remembering Ace first putting on a football helmet in fifth grade. I'm in awe of his hard work, his body. You know, he's 6'1", 300 now, 6'2", 300. You know, his vertical, he's got a 28-inch vertical leap. He's squatting 590, benching 360, whatever. He put in the work, and so I'm in awe when I look at Ferris. They look like a D1 team. They just have size, speed. Tony is such a good coach and his staff, and I just think it's kind of surreal, to be honest, when I saw Ace going into the game 2 weeks ago and played most of the fourth quarter, that you're up against these big boys, and it's not Forest Hills Eastern High School anymore, and just really, you know, proud of him, but also in awe of the work it takes to play at that level.
Is Ace a guard or a tackle?
He's a guard on offensive line, and also they had injuries at center. So the entire fourth quarter against Northern Michigan, Ace had never taken a snap at center in his life at any level and played a whole quarter at D2 high level football at center and looked awesome.
Wow.
So, yeah, if he's going to play, if he wants to play, it's his call. If he wants to play in the NFL someday, he's 6'2", 300. I think that's bigger than Glasgow is for the Lions right now. I mean, so if he's going to play next level, he'll probably be at a center. But that's his call, man. He's going for exercise science, so he wants to be a trainer for a pro team someday or college team. And, hey, have at it, man. You know, earn the scholarship. Yeah. He's doing well, man.
That's that's the degree that I got, Bill.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I got an exercise science degree from Central.
Good for you.
Yeah,
well,
you're
more intelligent than you lead on the radio and on the podcast.
Bill, I got a whole bunch of other things to talk about with you off the podcast, so I'll call you later on, okay?
Yeah, call me before my show today, which airs at 3 on 96.1 The Game, but in GR, just Bluetooth a huge show in your vehicle.
Yes.
And then I'll talk to you. Give me a holler, man. I hope you and your family are well, and I love the Zane Nation.
And don't ever forget, Poverty Cardi Ride goes bonkers at Michigan Hillbilly Convention. Dirt people rush to help.
Oh, my God. Dude, your headline writing for your Eric Zane Show podcast Facebook page is some of the best headlines I've ever seen in my life.
I still play that from the Huge Show when you read that on the air. I still play it. In fact, the audience, they look forward to it like a good dessert when I play that.
When I read the headline?
Yeah. Yes. It was so great. And you kept... You go, I think Eric should apologize. He can't say poverty.
What was it? What's the exact thing again?
The exact line was Poverty Carney Ride at Michigan Hillbilly Convention goes bonkers. Dirt people rush to help.
Dirt people. Hillbilly Convention.
And everybody was so pissed. And you go, oh, Eric, he can't help but alienate half his audience.
He can't.
It's happening again.
Oh, I love it, man. I think that is still one of the best headlines ever. And then, yeah, I did say, I go, why are you going to alienate half your audience?
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. That's so half your audience is going,
I know
what half am I on?
Yes. Yes.
Everybody who listens to your podcast are going, what half am I on?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Oh, that is good. Why are we going to stay in touch more, buddy?
Yeah, for sure.
I know it's busy. All right, man. Tell your wife and kids I said hello, buddy.
All right, likewise. Well, I should say your kids, not your wife, because you don't have one.
No, don't. Just say, I'll tell my kids you love them.
All right.
Bye.
I'll see you. Bill Simonson, surprise call. Always good to hear from Billy. Murder lover Linda says, I'll marry Bill for his money. All right. Timing was perfect because I'm done talking about this fucking weirdo. Yeah, that's the type of thing where you got to, like, pull him aside and say, hey, buddy, you got to stop, okay? This is terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump was on the Lions game last night. The Lions were beating DC's ass, Washington Commanders. They're not known as DC. I don't know why I said that. But they're it's Veterans Week. You know, the Veterans festivities. It works out so that I don't even know, is Veterans Day Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday is Veterans Day. So they began it by having Trump at the football game, and he swore in a bunch of people that were joining the military. Now, when we take a look at this, Kenny Albert and John Vilma used to play. He's a former player. you know, you got to, this is all about the veterans. Now, I have not watched it. I have not listened to it. I knew it was on last night because I saw it and I knew I'd be breaking this down. And I'm anxious to hear how this goes.
United States, Donald Trump, well, Mr. President, you. Thanks so much for joining us. Kenny Albert, Jonathan Vilma, Veterans Day weekend,
right.
The NFL salute to service. How meaningful is it for you to be here today? You just took part in the halftime ceremony honoring the military.
Kenny Albert's voice, it keeps sounding like he's got like styrofoam in his cheeks. When he's talking, for some reason, I hear,
Kenny Albert, here with Donald Trump.
Something's going on there. I think he's got like an extra tongue.
What is it for you to be here today? You just took part in the halftime ceremony honoring the military.
There's like a weird resonance on his voice. It throws me off.
Right, we just swore in a tremendous group of young people, and that was an honor, and they are just fantastic, and they love. You know, our recruitment's been record-setting since a year ago. It was a disaster for the country, and now...
He's always got to do that. He's always willing to just jump right in and talk about whatever, any opportunity to talk about how shitty it was under Biden. And that might be true. I'm sure it is true. But so now all these young people are, look at, this one's the Air Force here. These are the Army folks. I guess they all got sworn in at the same time.
Oh, it's record-setting. So this was an honor to be here.
Gain of 5 on first down. Now, I know you go way back with the sport of football.
Okay, she's going to be having sex with lots of...
You played at New York Military Academy.
These are the Marines are wearing the hoodies.
How old were you when you started playing football, and what were some of the life...
Wait, what was that?
New York Military Academy.
Honor to be here.
Gain of 5 on first down. Now, I know you go way back with the sport of football. You played at New York Military Academy.
There's got to be footage of Trump playing at New York Military Academy somewhere.
How old were you when you started playing football, and what were some of the life lessons you took out of it?
Well, I did. I played tight end, but I mean, it was not quite football like this. It was a little bit easier. It wasn't so tough. And we had a quarterback who didn't have a very strong arm. Nope. I would say 10 yards was a long pass.
So basically, whoever that guy is, if he's still around, he's hearing Trump say that he was a huge pile of shit. That's what's happening right there.
So you were never tackled by a guy like Jonathan
Norman? No, if I was tackled by him, I would never forget it. We didn't get to play you too often, I can tell you that. But we had a good time, and I loved it. I actually loved playing football. We had a good time
Trump's
with
like,
it.
We didn't play any schools that had blacks.
So... We were trying to look up your stats, and we wanted to know.
No. Oh, they do have.
Touchdowns did you have back then?
Jump Trump. There he is.
Seven.
I'm not sure I had any. I'm not sure. It's a long time ago. But
there you are.
I did. Oh, wow.
There you go.
At least you realized that I
never it's like a nondescript picture.
Lie, right?
He probably didn't even play on that team. That's just a picture of anyone.
That's very good. I haven't seen that picture in a long time.
Ghost Pepper Cheese.
Great. Now we got to hear about the Penn Station subs. So annoying. EZ, get a pop-up blocker. What is wrong with you? I know. I don't know how to do it. Could you resend about how to do it?
46-yard line with the Commanders trailing.
All right, come on.
A lot of things, a lot of interesting things.
Who was your team?
So I love the Jets and I love the Giants. I had a lot of friends, Bob Tisch and some people that owned the Giants at the time, as we're going along and progressing. And, you know, look, we had a couple of Super Bowls with the Giants. The Jets have been having a little bit of a hard time. Woody's a great guy. He's a great friend of mine. And they'll get it together. It's taking a little time.
But were you a Joe Namath fan?
Well, I love Joe Namath.
Yeah.
And he was a great talent. He had that arm. His legs weren't...
By the way, Mr. President, Jonathan, first-round draft pick by the Jets.
Wow.
Back in 2004.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Then I got traded, and the rest is history.
I got
that beautiful baby right there.
That's pretty nice.
Getting traded to the
New Orleans Saints. That's right. That's great.
So, I know all about it. Trump has no idea.
Good job.
You spent a lot of university in Miami.
That's right.
2001.
That's right.
And then he won a Super Bowl with the New Orleans Saints.
That's a good feeling, isn't it?
A great feeling.
And you really had a good quarterback, didn't you?
Was okay. Drew Brees, he was okay. You know, future Hall of Famer.
He was accurate, and he knew how to win.
Yeah, I mean,
Trump doesn't even know who Drew Brees was. I can't sit through any more of that. It's too awful. It was terrible. All right. Well, good for him getting out there. During the game, Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Lions, he caught a touchdown pass, and then he pointed at Trump and did the Trump dance. And then a guy for the Commanders didn't like the Trump dance, and the guy from the Commanders punched him. Now, I don't know if St. Brown was doing it to be, hey, I love the president, or fuck you, this is your dumb dance. I don't know that. And then it says here on the clip that then a Washington Commanders player punched him for it. So I don't know necessarily if that's true. I don't know how anybody could know if the guy punched him over the touchdown dance. Like, maybe the guy who punched him thought that St. Brown was mocking Trump, and the guy loves Trump, so he's going to punch him for it. Or he thinks that Amon-Ra St. Brown loves Trump, and he's punching him for it. Either way, I don't think you can just go around and just punch people. Now, when he attempted to punch him, and I'll show you in a second, he tried to punch him in the spot where there's no padding, like right in, he was punching him in the throat, right where the head, because you got the shoulder pads and then the bottom of the helmet, and then there's that open area right here in the throat. He's trying to punch him there, which I think you'd be better off doing a karate chop right to the throat if you're going to do that, because it didn't hurt St. Brown at all, but this dumb shit got thrown out of the game, and he got suspended today. So we'll check that out now.
Goff on the slant to St. Brown. He is in for a Lions touchdown.
Points to the president, and then he does Trump dance.
St. Brown.
And then watch this. This number 94, is walking, motherfucker.
And then he just, wow. Bam. And then he just, bam.
Yeah, I don't know if it necessarily hurt him or anything. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, easy, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day, probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, folks, it's EZ for my friends at Uncommon Goods. The holiday season is here, so start your shopping here. Go to uncommongoods.com. Click where it says Christmas shopping. You've got gifts for her, for him, for the grandparents, for the kids, for the teens, for your friends. Oh my gosh, artisan, handcrafted, amazing gifts for you and yours. Truly, everything that is cool is found at Uncommon Goods. You can get lost on the website with the amount of products that are there. Uncommon Goods partners with some of the most creative people on the planet and puts all of their offerings on one spot for you to shop in the convenience of your home. I love Uncommon Goods. And you will too. And don't forget that when you shop at uncommongoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses, and many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase that you make at Uncommon Goods, they give a buck back to a nonprofit partner of your choice. Wow. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. Don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Clown of Carnage Nick says, EZ's Trump dance Saturday was phenomenal. Yeah, he kind of goes. We were doing that at Pinball Land. I have pictures from Pinball Land. Thank you to Megan for taking a bunch of pictures. Let's get after it. This place looks so awesome, by the way, in picture. It's all, I mean, everything is pristine. The carpeting, the decor, all the artwork on the walls. That's Megan's husband, Brian, casually playing Galaga. Derek next to him. There's Tyler. This guy, Rich. This guy right here with the hat backwards. That's Smell Like Pot Eric. This dude smelled like cannabis so bad. My God, did he stink. Here's Rico with the Soul Glow. This is Doyle, who's pals with Smell Like Cannabis Eric. There I am. This dude is pals with Brian. I forgot his name. Jason, I think. Nice guy. Here's Ben Glaze playing this game, Foo Fighters. At this point, he's probably going, oh, my God. Look at the smiles. Rebecca and Megan. Rebecca and Cutie Patootie. There's DeWeird. There's Black Belt Nick wearing his Friday the 13th hockey gear. Cutie Patootie on the X-Men game. EZ, Murder Lover Linda. Megan. Rando. Fun. Does that not look like an awesome time? Hell yes. Murder Lover Linda says, there's some on my Facebook page too. Thank you. Birch Barlow writes, I would still rather listen to Trump at a football game over Greggy. Greg's actually a very good football announcer. I've talked about this before. If there was, if Freebeer and Hot Wings was a good show, I would have no way to do Who Are These Freebeers? The idea of listening to Greg and listening for shitty elements of when he's doing his football broadcast, the juice is not worth the squeeze because you won't find many. He's got that shit down. I've tried. I've listened to it. I was like, fucking nothing wrong with this. Nothing to make fun of. The only time I could get him is if he did a word scramble, and doesn't happen. I mean, it does happen, but it's not. I can't devote hours of my time. Freebeer and Hot Wings is a drop the needle show. You just listen to anywhere, and then based on their choices of what they're talking about as a great starting point, it's going to be shit. So, yeah, they're. I think he's very good at that. Sir Bob says he should word scramble football player for Eastern Michigan, Noah Kanaga's name. Yeah, God help him if he ever has to do an Eastern Michigan game. All right. This is a big day with, like, politics. Not only politics, but let's talk about the Supreme Court today. Do you remember Kim Davis, this fat bitch from Kentucky? Look at her. That's like how she goes out in public, looking like this. Kim Davis is the fat fucking whore who was working somewhere in Kentucky, and somebody wanted a marriage license, and they were gay, and she said, "Fuck you, I'm not giving a marriage license to gay people." All right, and that started an ugly, ugly thing, which eventually led to all sorts of hand-wringing and lawsuits about civil rights violations. And Davis, her handling of this led to various appeals, which made its way all the way to the Supreme Court. And she was leading an effort to overturn the same-sex marriage ruling. Boggles my mind that we live in a day and an age, or did live in a day and an age, where gay people could not get married. If you remember, Barack Obama himself was one of the people that said that he is against gay marriage. Barack Obama. Now, I couldn't imagine anybody on either party suggesting that marriage should only be between a man and a woman. Now, who gives a fuck? A lot of changes in people over the years. Well, anyway, this went all the way to the Supreme Court trying to overturn. What is that? Obergefell? Obergefell versus Hodges. All right. Let me kind of peel the layers on this. So they turned away this long shot attempt to overturn Obergefell versus Hodges. The court offered no comment, which I think is important, because if the court feels the need to offer a comment, that's when they're like, well, we kind of feel like we have to explain. But with no comment, basically, it's just saying, yeah, go fuck yourself. The justices rejected an appeal brought by Kim Davis. She was sued in 15 for refusing to issue the marriage licenses because of her opposition to same-sex marriage based on her religious beliefs. It did stoke fears that the court could overturn that. That was when Trump was elected, that was the reason that Madison and Ash fast-tracked their wedding, because they were concerned of this happening right here. And they were basing that on the 2022 overturning of Roe v. Wade, which I know for the baby killers in this audience, Stevie, one of the darkest days that she's ever been through. Stevie, I don't even know if Stevie can even get pregnant. But one of the things that drives her is her love of abortion. And so Stevie's 9/11 is the day that Roe v. Wade was overturned. Some LGBTQ activists have pointed to conservative Justice Clarence Thomas's suggestion in his concurring opinion in the decision overturning Roe that Obergefell and some other cases should also be revisited as a cause for concern. But reconsidering Obergefell was not the main legal question presented in this fat bitch's appeal. Although the court has a 6-3 conservative majority, none of the other justices at the time joined Thomas's opinion. The office in Rowan, Kentucky denied licenses to several couples at the time. Davis was represented by the conservative group Liberty Council. She refused to issue any marriage licenses in the immediate aftermath of the Obergefell decision. That was why she was pissed off because of that. She said that as a conservative Christian who opposed same-sex marriage, she should have a religious right not to put her name on marriage licenses involving same-sex couples. Well, yeah, but that's your job, you fucking moron. She was ordered to issue a license for the couple, but defied the court injunction and still refused to do so. The judge then held her in contempt. She was jailed for 6 days. The state changed the law in order to address the controversy, but Davis's case continued, with the couple, Moore and Ermold, seeking damages for the initial refusal. A jury awarded $100,000 in damages. Davis also had to pay their attorney fees of $260,000. Davis appealed, claiming she should have been able to cite as a defense her right to the free exercise of religion under the First Amendment. Lost the appeal in 6th U.S. Circuit Court. And then she turned it to the Supreme Court. I'm surprised they even took it up. I'm surprised they didn't just say, go fuck yourself. So that's the end of that. You fucking dits. Nick, who works for the government, Black Belt Nick, says exactly, when you work for a government office, you are to leave your beliefs at the door or quit. Agreeing with Bread Bull Brain Chris, saying, sorry, lady, you work for the government. Your beliefs have no place here or there. Rebecca says that Kim Davis is also on marriage number 17. She doesn't have a whole lot of ground to stand on about the sanctity of marriage. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this bitch is vile. She is a vile whore. Holy shit. In more legal / political precedents, Trump has pardoned Rudy Giuliani. Okay. So all I picture is my pillow guy hearing this and being like, come on, what about me? Now, I don't know if my pillow guy, he might be in trouble through various state endeavors, which Trump cannot pardon for that. Rudy Giuliani and his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and others accused of backing the Republicans' efforts to overturn the 2020 election have all received pardons. I wish he'd pardon himself. He's been accused of wrongdoing, but I think that kind of went by the wayside, didn't it? Wasn't he found because of the Georgia thing? I think that ended up getting thrown out at some point. There was a lot going on with Trump, specifically when he was on the audio recording with the Georgia Secretary of State, and you got to find me 11,000 votes. Ed Martin, the government's pardon attorney, posted on social media a signed proclamation of the full, complete, and unconditional pardon, which also names conservative attorneys Sidney Powell and John Eastman. Whatever. The proclamation explicitly says the pardon does not apply to Trump, which is what I was just talking about. Presidential pardons apply only to federal crimes, and none of the Trump allies were charged in a federal case. But the move underscores Trump's efforts to... Wait a minute. So he gave pardons to people who didn't need them on the federal level? The move underscores Trump's efforts to continue to rewrite the history of the 2020 election he lost to Democrat Joe Biden. Also pardoned were Republicans who acted as fake electors for Trump in 2020 and were charged in state cases of submitting false certificates that confirmed they were legitimate electors despite Biden's victory in those states. Why would you pardon someone for that? I mean, they actually committed a crime. I guess everybody who's been pardoned is either accused of or been convicted of a crime. But that's one of the things that's boggled my mind is the whole pardon thing in the first place. You can just say, yeah, no, I like you, so you're forgiven. The proclamation described efforts to prosecute those who were involved in the 2020 election schemes, quote, as a grave national injustice perpetrated on the American people, and said the pardons were designed to continue the process of national reconciliation. Yeah, what a crock of shit. Nick says, same reason they pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci. Biden did the same, pardoned his family members that haven't been charged with anything. Oh, yeah, it was horrible. Young Adam Schwab says it's preemptive. Biden gave them out on his way. So y'all are saying the same thing. Yeah, but yeah, I've talked about that before. The only reason why I didn't mention it is because it was Trump doing it. But you're right. It is. It happens just as much. It happened just as much with Biden as it is with Trump. I just don't think that who came up with it? What's the history of pardoning? Who actually said, all right, I want this one thing to be for the presidents? It's preemptive. Don't forget about Daryl Strawberry Easy. That's right. Daryl Straw. Now, all right. Now that I can get behind. I think basically all you had to do was say, I like Trump, and you're going to get pardoned, and you're famous. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, just like Ford, pardoning Nixon preemptively. Which I think that was, I don't know why Ford said he wanted to do that so that the country can put that behind them. But fuck that. Why did you pardon him? He lost the election. Gerald R. Ford could have won the election against Jimmy Carter had he not offered the pardon to Nixon. He had a perfect opportunity there to say, well, all right, I'm not going to get in the way of the legal proceedings against someone who is accused of something terrible. I'm trying to. All right, you know what is a good way to put it behind us? Let justice do its thing. That's how we'll put it behind us. I'm in charge now. No, I'm not pardoning anybody. I would actually say, all right, I would give out go fuck yourself awards. When people are wanting to be pardoned, I would say, I would actually announce, all right, these people are on the list. And instead of a pardon, they're getting a go fuck yourself. Adam says, Washington started pardoning for those convicted in the what's known as the Whiskey Rebellion. I'm sure you're right. I've never heard of it, and I have something else to research. Let's get into some fun videos that you have to see in order to appreciate. You will be able to see these when you click on the links in the show notes. This basketball player is getting, people are hating on him because he was pissed off and he threw the water bottle on the ground, the plastic water bottle, and it bounced and hit the fan right in the face. And so right away, people are like, oh, well, I hate him. I'm burning my jersey. I hate this team. He's an asshole. Because he didn't get up to apologize to the fan. So he's right here with a headband on. And he's going to throw the bottle. And you're going to see a guy lean in, and he's going to get hit in the face after it bounces off the ground.
Try to walk it off.
Yeah, here's, you see how, watch out, incoming.
Well, Ingram upset.
Yeah.
All right, now, so everybody's killing him. Now, if you notice, after he slams it down, he's looking down. He doesn't see it hit the guy.
Watch out. Incoming. Yeah, here's... You see how...
I like how number four here is like, oh, shit.
Watch out. Incoming.
He gets it all over him.
Yeah. And they're cleaning up the floor over there. The competitor that Brandon Ingram is, and
just one point,
Barnes cleaning up as well.
About that play, though, that pitch play.
If I'm him, and I make that mess that they are now cleaning up, I feel like such a douche. I would probably join in and help them. I would feel so embarrassed about doing that. This football player is celebrating. He's doing the some type of celebration. It says Ronaldo celebrate. I don't even know what the hell. And he gets hurt. Watch his knee explode.
Said they wanted more explosives. How about
this? It's the knee that his left knee when it touches the ground. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, wow. Look at that. It is so broken in 8,000 pieces. Actually, I don't think it broke, but boy, it could have. That would have been a bone popping out of the skin. With the way I'm going back and forth with the toggle, it looks like Thriller. Oh, that is ridiculous. Okay, I don't know how badly. That's definitely, you're definitely going to have to sit a few plays out there on that. Ugh. Finally, something that you have to see. I forgot where I got. I think I just stumbled upon this. Some soccer match somewhere. Doesn't matter where. It might say Ottawa here, so Canadian. The snow is falling. And here you go. This is how it went. Crazy-ass bicycle kick to win it. Look at all the fucking snow.
That's
here.
That's how difficult it is down there.
That looks fun.
No doubt about this corner. Kevin Dos Santos will put it in the box. In swinger. Elva, I believe.
Okay, so the ball's going to go back in. The box.
Trying to cross.
Here it comes. Right here.
Anyone's to claim in the air. Bicycle! Oh, my God! Esso! The most incredible goal in CPL history levels this final. The Magic Man makes it 1-1.
Oh, that's fun. Yes.
That's how
I can't wait till the Michigan Rangers are back. All we got to do is get to the winner. Donut Dan is here. He says one of the Washington Commanders spiked the ball last night after a touchdown. Ball bounced off a wall and hits the lady photographer in the back. Oh, jeez. That can hurt. All right, we have the asshole of the day coming up. Thank you, as always, to Kuiper Tree Care. They cut down trees in West Michigan. Reach out to them, 616-828-8225. You can also just go to their website, KuiperTreeCare.com, K-U-I-P-E-R, TreeCare.com. They take care of fallen trees. They take care of unwanted trees. They'll help you grind the stump down, tree trimming, tree risk assessment, storm damage. They do it all. 616-828-8225. Open enrollment for Obamacare is going on right now until December 15th. If you want to have Frank Fuss set you up, he will work closely with you and make this an easy process. Frank is the best. And even if you have insurance through the marketplace and you're thinking about just letting it, like, you know, continue on, you should probably have a review. You might be able to save some money. Frank will help you with that. And if you get insurance from your boss and they've raised the price on you this upcoming year, if your insurance costs 9.75% of what you make, you can get an Obamacare policy. And what that does is it gives you a lot more choices than just what your employer offers, which is typically a lot of good, better, best. You have your choice of literally thousands of policies based on your needs without having to pay an exorbitant amount of money. You can find out more reaching out to Frank at appointmentwithfrank.com. That's appointmentwithfrank.com. Finally today, King's Room Barbershop, three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Great place to get your hair cut. Guys get their hair cut at King's Room, and chicks who like short hair. King's Room Barbershop online at kingsroom.net for more information. The asshole of the day today. I'm thinking it should be Mikey, but let's be honest here. That fucker's got enough problems. Let's make it Kim Davis. Last minute, under the wire, Kim Davis, this horrible human being, is your asshole of the day. Linda says Trump for ruining the Lions game. That was painful, by the way. That was so painful. Ugh. God. Can you imagine if Trump looked at Jonathan Vilma and was like, oh, you're one of my black voters, aren't you? You voted for me, right? Ugh. Linda says she was livid with it. Probably had to turn the TV off. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my time. The podcast day, or the free podcast is done, but the podcast day is not over. I'll join you on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Talk to you tomorrow, folks, or on Patreon, up to you. You can sign up for a free 1 week at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.